You know about sirens, dangerous and beautiful creatures who lured sailors to the coast, sung to them scrambling over rocks and cliffs, even at the cost of their own lives. Not logic, instinct and heart and muscle and sinew, there is no point in trying to resist a siren's call. I had been drinking. That's not the start of the story, but it's what you're going to ask. It's always the first question, so I may as well address it now. I'd had a lot to drink. But that's not... I'm not the one that needs excusing. Well, not for this bit. Have you ever noticed that when you're going fast in the train and it's been raining? This time of year, the sun is low and the light catches the raindrops. With the speed of the train, it's like a million flashing lights. They stretch in rows, getting smaller and smaller, where the last drops have just managed to cling on against the strength of the world racing by. I spent the whole journey back watching them flashing away as the background turns from blue to green to grey. These million flashing lights, incessant. It should have been beautiful. There are two clubs in town. The early one where you buy shots for free entry and stick to the carpet, and the late one with flashy lights and sweaty walls. I was in the early one. It has cheesier music. It makes for bigger dance moves. Do you know there are over 50 pubs within a square mile in the town centre, but only two clubs? But it's not about the club. We were dancing and she just looked so happy. And, oh, she's always beautiful, but when she doesn't know she's being watched, she looks so free. And it was probably me that started it. We kissed. I've never believed everything they said, but then, fireworks. I thought my heart might explode out of my chest, but a moment later, lights. Surely that wasn't. Not disco lights. They'd always been flashing. But you pick up when something's different, don't you? Sporadic, flashing, bright, white. So I open my eyes and there are men, crowds of them. They're watching us. They're watching us. Loads of them have gathered round, not a crowd, more like a mob. I can hear them and they're jeering and gesticulating like some ale-fueled hacker. Lesbians. Some of the lights are staying on. Recording. Us. Me and her. They have been recording us. One of the men recording has his arm round his girlfriend and she's laughing. And it's not fair, but I feel she has let me down the most. More than the gangly freshers and the rugby boy stag party. So many phones, I hadn't even thought. I never saw two women, I saw us. And this town is her home. This is her safe place. I didn't see it as. Now those millions of flashes are all I can see. And everything has slowed down, but she reaches to touch my arm. She stands out. She is so calm and delicate in this sea of... And I can't even look at her. I can't even bring myself to. All I can see are the flashes. They dispersed quickly, the mob, just as they did before. They dance, they drink, they forget. Evening's entertainment over. But they are still burning in my eyes, so I run down and out to the seafront, and there are strings of lights strung in calmly swaying lines. And I know this is what some lights are like, but I can't seem to get past it. Now each one is accompanied by a leering grin. She follows me. Of course she follows me. And she is so strong. And she says, we don't need them. And we are better than that. We have rights. There are people. She tells me, we can do this. We can make a real go of this. And I know you're scared, but I'll help. And her eyes are wide, but she speaks softly. We can, she says. But I can't. Those flashes are in my eyes, and I want to tell her. Tell her how I don't want to have to fight. I hate confrontation. I don't want to have to protest. I shouldn't have to. We shouldn't have to. But she is in the same position, and she is so good at this, and I can't even. So I push her hand away and tell her that it was a mistake, that there is no we. There never has been, and I don't know why I went to visit her. I can't bring myself to look at her face. I don't want to see how much I'm hurting her, so I don't. I leave. The raindrops in the train are mocking me, their multiple flashy lights. They should look so beautiful. It should be so perfect. But I can't see it that way. And beauty is so cruel if you can't see it. The man with the trolley doesn't ask me if I want a cup of tea, so I stare at the tiny flashes of light against the changing Welsh hills. Because if I keep staring at the lights, maybe, just maybe, I can block out the well of feeling that threatens to bubble up and spill over in my chest and pretend my heart isn't breaking. Sirens pretty much died out with the invention of the lighthouse, so if you decide to crash into those rocks once you can see them, there is really nobody else you can blame, no matter how beautiful.
Sirens was written by Laura Jones and is the winning entry in Green Curtain Theatre's Love Competition for New Writing, held in 2019. It was performed by Shuan McNally. Sirens is a Green Curtain Theatre production and was recorded in February 2019.